You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Wednesday, the 20th of February. It's actually quite a busy Wednesday, really. We're going to be at Ludlow, we're going to be at Newcastle and Doncaster in the afternoon. Punchestown as well, have a good meeting, including the Quervega hurdle and Chelmsford and Wolverhampton to keep us entertained in the evening as well. It all gets underway from 10 past one, and Mark Walton will be your host, and he'll be joined by Chris Pimlott and the man who sat across the desk from me now, Andrew Mount. Hello, Andrew.
Greetings. How are you, John?
I am very good. How are you?
Excellent. Good, thank you. I was listening in on Monday and I enjoyed your commentary from the mile and a half handicap at Newcastle as the feed from the track went down. You had to jump in there. I thought you did a sterling job.
Thank you very much. I had the slightly awkward moment where I think the winner was about 33-1 or something like that. And I thought I had the winner. I thought I had the right horse, right cap, all of that. And I looked at the odds, which was probably the mistake. So 33-1, is this definitely it? And sure enough, it was.
So has that given you a taste for it? Do you fancy doing more commentary in the future?
Maybe. Who knows? Hopefully in slightly more prepared circumstances rather than sat in this chair and then suddenly being thrown in at the deep end. But that was an interesting moment in my life.
Not saying your P45 is imminent, but it always helps to have other irons in the fire in this game.
That is very wise, Andrew. That is very wise advice. So we're going to talk about what's happening on Wednesday shortly. Obviously, we've got the Quervega hurdle at Punchestown, so we've got that to look forward to and all the specials for that, including lots of distance bets. I'm sure for the arena is available on the William Hill website or on the app, so check that out. Before we get your tips for Wednesday, though, we'll look ahead to the weekend. Now, what with it being just 3 weeks today as we record this until the Cheltenham Festival, Andrew, what better time than to look at some flat action?
Exactly.
The Winter Derby is on Saturday. That Group 3 contest over a mile and a quarter at Lingfield. Lingfield seem to get all the big all-weather races, don't they? Which is sort of surprising. When you think about the profile of how the all-weather sort of programme book plays out throughout the winter, you know, you have valuable racing at Chelmsford in terms of handicaps and conditions races. Kempton as well. Kempton have got a couple of listed races, haven't they? But generally, all the best stuff
that's
seems
right,
to be
and a Group 3 as well. Yeah. I think it's just because traditionally Lingfield was the first all-weather track and sort of like monopolised the races in the early stages, and they've just sort of stayed there. I did listen to John Babb making a very good case a few months ago for all-weather championships day on Good Friday to rotate around the tracks.
Breeders' Cup style.
Yeah, exactly. Perhaps missing out Southall.
Because that would be great.
Well, I'd love that. But certainly Chelmsford, given the investment they've made in all-weather racing, would be deserving of such a meeting. But back to Saturday and the Winter Derby, the 3:10 at Lingfield. This is a Group 3 contest.
We have got some betting on this, actually. So we'll go for this. Whittahickon, at time of recording, 5-2-1. Huntinghorn, 7-2. 10-1, Big Country. Athol is 10s. Also 10-1, Master of the World. It's in 12-1 bar. So Whittahickon is very, very short here, the Cambridgeshire winner, who has got course and distance form from his last couple of runs in listed company.
Yeah, deservedly short in the betting. As you say, won the Cambridgeshire impressively by almost four lengths from Morden, was an 11-1 shot that day under Frankie Dettori. Since then, he's 2-2 in 10 furlong listed races here at Lingfield, beating Big Country into second on both occasions. Now, he's probably going to win if we're being honest with ourselves on Saturday. So the way to play the race would be to find something each way or maybe play the forecast. Big Country, having finished second twice to Whittahickon, is an obvious one on that front. But I'd be looking more at Master the World for David Ellsworth. This one struck up a good rapport with Sean Levy and has got a great record here at Lingfield and on the all-weather in general. Now, he's an eight-year-old. He's had 59 career runs. Modest strike rate on turf, just four wins from 51. But on the all-weather, he's 3-8, and he was placed second or third for four of those defeats. Now, the only time he's finished worse than third on Polytrack was when seventh in a course and distance listed race back in December 2017. He was the 9-4 favourite. I've watched the replay of that race this morning, and it was the only time Josephine Gordon rode him. He was drawn wide. They crawled in the early stages, and he was always trapped sort of three or four wide and a little bit too far off the pace. He stopped the race after 100 yards, and the winner and the second are in the first three. So very difficult to come from off the pace that day. That can be forgiven. And the last time he ran over course and distance, which was in November, he himself beat Big Country into second. So he's got winning course and distance form from one of today's rivals. He's been off the track for more than 3 months as well, which is actually a statistical positive when this race is analysed, and you'd make money backing those who come here very fresh. And I think Master of the World each way at 10-1 is the best alternative to the odds-on favourite Wissahickon.
Interesting to see Huntinghorn entered for Aidan O'Brien. Obviously was plying his trade most of last season in Group 1, Group 2 company, that sort of thing. Do we think he's likely to go for the race?
This is all-weather debut, which will be a concern, because the majority of recent winners, not only are they all-weather winners, they're also Linkfield winners.
Yeah.
So that lack of course experience would certainly put me off taking a shortish price about in this. About the 7-2 second favourite here.
Especially somewhere like Lingfield, I suppose, where you know some horses get it and some horses just don't. That's Lingfield on the weekend, but the all-weather fun continues now, Andrew.
Absolutely.
We're going to look ahead to our action on Wednesday, and you've got two picks for us, and we start off at Newcastle.
Yeah, we've got some good racing across the board on Wednesday. Three all-weather meetings, Chelmsford and Wolverhampton in the evening. Chelmsford's an additional fixture to make up for the races lost by Equine Flu the other week. And the best meeting, though, is undoubtedly at Newcastle in the afternoon, where they've got some decent races. There's a fast-track qualifier over six furlongs, the 3:45. But the race I'm going to go for is the Class 2 seven-furlong handicap, the 3:10, £28,000 to the winner here. Now, there's some very progressive individuals here. Our old friend Custard the Dragon, a Southall expert, actually won here at Newcastle last time out, but I think was perhaps flattered because it was one of those rare days where you could win from the front, and that's what he did. Was certainly racing prominently in a first-time visor under Joe Fanning to record a 12-1 success. He's up in grade here today. I think he'll be found out, and if he does elect to make the running or sit near the head of affairs, then Exchequer Richard Guestrunner will probably take him on for that position. So I'm hoping there's going to be a decent pace, and I'm hoping they can set it up for one of the closers. Now, the one I'm siding with is Ballard Down for David O'Mara. Now, this one's a six-year-old, had plenty of sort of opportunities over the years, and won three times for William Knight. Now, he only joined David O'Mara last month, was a 5-1 shot in a five-runner field over a mile here on his debut. Ran respectably, possibly sat a little bit too close to the pace in that small field. Only got beaten a length and a half behind the favourite and the second favourite for that race. And then on the strength of that run, I punted him at Lingfield last time, put him up as an each-way bet on my Trek Buyer's Diary column. Back from 12s into 8s. He's finished third, beaten three-quarters of a length. Possibly unlucky, or maybe I'm talking through my wallet because he took a keen hold in the early stages and then met trouble and had to be switched. So he only just got chinned that day. And I think on the evidence of that, the step back down to step back to seven furlongs might not inconvenience him. He's never run over this trip, but given that he can sometimes fail to settle over a mile, I think a strongly run seven could be right up his street. So having won on a straight track on turf, I don't think Newcastle's going to worry him. And I'm going to go with Ballard Down here for David O'Mara, who might be a little bit of value against likely market leaders Pinata and Sanard.
Ballard Down, then, the pick for Andrew in the 3:10. And your other pick, that comes at what you would probably describe as being Wolver.
Wolver, Woollybacks.
What's wrong with Wolves?
Well, it's a football team, isn't it, you see? So
it's also the place.
That's why Cheltenham don't call the Open meeting the Open anymore, in case they get it confused with golf. So.
Oh, well, an easy mistake to make.
So hence, Wolverhampton Racecourse is now known as Wolver as opposed to Wolves. So
right.
You obviously didn't get the memo.
Clearly
but,
not.
I'll copy you in next time. Now, this is the 6:30 race I'm going for here. A 5 furlong novice stakes class 5 contest. Not a particularly sort of obvious race to attack, as I tend to go for handicaps. But what caught my eye here was number 7, Minuti, for Ray Guest. Now, Minuti went into the tracker after being withdrawn from a wide draw at Kempton recently. I think was drawn in stall 14 of 14. Now, I'm always on the lookout for horses who are deemed to have a bad draw and then a scratched self-certificate, travel problems, etc., etc. I take those with a pinch of salt and tend to believe that they were pulled out because they were badly drawn and connections were hoping for a big run. Maybe that's me being cynical, but that was the approach I took with Minuti. Now, also, she's a daughter of Acclamation, wearing blinkers for the first time. This is a
I feel there's a stat coming.
There's a stat coming on here. Now, on the flat, turf, or all the all-weather, if you backed every Acclamation offspring of Acclamation running in the first time blinkers, 24 winners from 212 bets, strike rate in excess of 11%, but a huge profit of almost £130 to a £1 level stake at SP. Now, Minuti's dropping in trip to the minimum distance for the first time, and generally speaking, you put blinkers on one for the first time, it can mean a prominent ride. So I'm thinking install one, drawn to attack, first time blinkers, down in trip, Minuti might have more use made of her here, and I'll take her to get off the mark in this novice event.
Okay, and which of those two would be the stronger selection? What's the net there?
I would go for Ballard Down.
Okay, Ballard Down in that 3:10 at Newcastle. Minuti in the 6:30 at Wolverhampton. Make sure you join us for the Daily Racing Podcast tomorrow, and also for Racing Radio. It's getting underway from 1:10 in the afternoon. It's available on the William Hill website or on the app. Andrew, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John. Gibby, the voice of racing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.